So I'll just put a lot of caveats out there. I'm filling in. This isn't my entire public health domain, or I don't know that much about open source, but I did help Russ put the presentation together. If you have very specific questions, I'll be happy to take them back and get your contact information and do what I can to help you. So this is what we're talking about today, the open source definition and approaches, the CDC open source products, and then open source at the states and the future. So there's a lot of definitions and thoughts about open source, and the intent of this slide is to say for this presentation, this is the definition that we are discussing. It's often considered free code and an inexpensive solution. The basic tenets are defined by the Open Source Initiative are the source code is available to the general public and copyright restrictions are relaxed or non-existent. And the salient point here is that cost and price are not included in the definition of open source. If you notice, those two tenets don't say anything about is it free, does it cost anything, and the concept is that it's free and cheap. Well, usually the open source idea is that you can get a hold of the source code, but as we know, things aren't free, because even if you take code, you may invest in labor and staff to modify it. You may choose to start contributing back to the community, and or you may hire on the consultants that built the code to help you implement it. So the point here we want to make is that it isn't necessarily free. It could be significantly reduced cost. So for this discussion and in NICFI, there's an open source policy was developed. It's still in draft mode, but the development was considered to have the following characteristics, at least if NICFI was going to embark on a lot of open source product development and participation. And those characteristics would be transparent, decisions and activities conducted in full view of the community, collaborative, full participation encouraged from all members of the community, and open, that the software is available for use without limitation. There are two approaches to open source. You can be considered an open source shop if you're developing software in an open source model, or open source software can be evaluated and selected for use. So you may, just like you would evaluate a commercial off-the-shelf product, a COTS product, to fulfill one of your solution or to be a solution for one of your issues, you could do the same for open source. And in fact, you want to do the same. It's still a product that you're going to use. You may have more flexibility if it's something where you can take the source code and modify to fit your environment, but it would still be evaluated. So you can either be in the model of we're developing software to put out into an open source community, or we are using open source software. We're taking it and we're using it for our purposes. So at the CDC, like I said a couple slides ago, in the NICFI area, those tenets, the direction was based on these following principles. Decisions should be made collaboratively and transparently. Activities should be conducted transparently. And the CDC representing the program should have equal voting power as other members of the community, meaning just because it's a product that we might be building doesn't mean we have final say or all say. We have a vote equal to the community. Now at the CDC, the products currently that are being used, and that's a future slide, here's two samples of open source products that were developed from the CDC. We have EpiInfo. It's programs for Windows used by public health professionals in conducting outbreak investigations and managing databases and general database and statistic applications. The way EpiInfo is implemented as open source was the code was put out there for distribution with limited license. Basically, anyone could take it, but they did not build the community around it to have people start contributing back. So it's there and it can be taken. And we have FinVads Lite, which is a web-based vocabulary server accessing, searching, storing, and downloading Fin vocabularies to include value sets, code systems, concepts, and maps. Now, here are the products at the CDC that the CDC has in NCFI has evaluated and is now using the following open source products. We have Red Hat, JBoss, Pentaho, MySQL, I'm not going to say these right, PostgreSQL, Sun. This is what happens when you present someone else's material. Apache, GlassFish, and LifeRay. Now, open source for the states. Currently, the CDC is implementing the NHIN Connect Gateway, and it is an open source product developed by FHA at HHS. It's an open source product that connects organizations' health IT systems into health information exchanges. There's some presentations on NHIN later on in the conference. I've seen them in the brochure. But CDC is receiving aggregate data from the HIE states of New York, Washington, and Indiana via the gateway. That's the first phase of the project. And it's expected to expand beyond these three pilots in the future. And then at the states, there are different softwares, open source public health software for the states. There's CSI Trizano, Transtat, Mirth, CA Big, and Sahana. An open source public health software for global health. Here's some references here. The BioCaster, Global Health Monitor, then Instead. So what are the challenges and risks of open source? Well, one is there could and probably is a lack of documentation, programming toolkits, or training. The government requirements for support and maintenance, the open source products may not meet those requirements. There's also security reviews, especially at the government, and we have a lengthy CNA process that we have to go through, and the products may not be ready for that type of scrutiny. And then expertise in programming in a particular language of open source software. If you're going to take the source code and plan to do something with it or modify it, you'll need that expertise. You're either going to buy it or have it in-house. So what is the future?
Could we keep the questions at the end of the
presentation? Now I lost my thing. So what is the future? I talked about earlier with the tenets and the principles, the CDC plans to work collaboratively with the communities, states, and public health departments to build and evaluate open source products, and establishing product-based communities and keeping them active. So instead of just putting code out there, we do want to build the community around it. And participating in open source communities, it's not just about building a community, but we could be active participants. We could be contributing to code. But there are many other aspects that we could contribute to, the training, the documentation, you know, the use of it, coming to conferences like this, talking about how we use different products. So that is the future plan. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Did you want me to go back a slide?
You said government requirements for service and support, but I just didn't know if you meant that the CDC requires support and maintenance for the open source projects they use, or the open source projects don't meet the government requirements.
Yeah, we were identifying that as a risk that they may not meet the requirements for support and maintenance, since there's all different types of products that could be out there. That would be part of the evaluation to determine if it meets the requirements.
Yeah, like another question?
Yes?
You have to think about that in the context of, say, a custom product by a vendor. I mean, if you have a
Correct.
By a vendor, you need the vendor requirements.
Yep. Right. Exactly. And all the other rules still apply. That's true. Agree. Yes? Okay.
Now we achieved direct alerting certification, but that's open source project a couple
Good, great. So I could add that to my state slide, right? Great. Okay, thanks.
Any other questions or commentaries?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Linda.
Thank you.
And now we will move to our third presenter, Joseph Schroers, business analyst supervisor with the Health and Human Services, Larimer County, Fort Collins, Colorado. Will present Larimer County Public Health Electronic Tool for Health open source.